Sechta tainis, da fehmer alef, toist de maskel rabba amar kevin chiskel shivani paisik. The Gemara and Dalam and Beis, continuing on to hehmer alef, quoted a three way machalikas amaroim as to what to do in chutzarts when you have sveik of the yoma and you celebrate shmini atzeres slash simchas Torah for 2 days. So we have to start mentioning Geshem. So we start at the Musaf of shmini atzeres as we paskin like a behuda in the Mishnah. So what exactly is the procedure? So Rav had held that you start at Musaf and then you take a break at Mincha, and you go back to saying nothing or to saying Mordatal, as well as Mayriv and Shachris of the next day, the ninth day, and then you restart at Musaf. And Shmuel said that that would not be appropriate. You'd have to finish up all the Tfilas of Shmini Atzeres with Masha V'Ruach and Mordat Geshem, including Mincha, after Musaf. And then on the ninth day, so then you would do a reset, and for Mayriv and Shachris, you would say nothing or say Mordatal, and then at the Musaf, you would start Masha V'Ruach Geshem. And Rava says, and that's the way we paskin, that Kevin Shehizchil, Shuv Eine Paisik. And that's the Divine Maskel of Taisus, which he now clarifies exactly what Rava means. Kilomar meaning, Kevin Shehizchil B'Yom Rishon Shelach Ronim, according to the Bach, it's in the words, Shel Yomim Tov Machronim. Once you already begin in the last 2 days of Sukkis, so the Shmini Atzeres Musaf, which is the first of those 2 days, Shuv Eino Posek. So then you don't stop at all, and once you say Masha V'chomer Geshem at the Musaf Shmini Atzeres, you continue with that through the Mincha and the Mayriv and the Shachris and the Musaf and all the way throughout the winter. V'chein Apsak, and that is indeed the final ruling, like Rava. Somewhat of a tzarchi and why Tosis had to say Kalomar, meaning, usually Kalomar means that wouldn't be the simple reading of Rava. How else would you read Rava? In the words, Kevin Shehiskel Shuv Eino Posek, so once you begin, you don't stop, so you're definitely starting at the Musaf Shmini Atzeres, so the words Shuv Eino Posek definitely mean that you don't stop at all, including the Mincha of Shmini Atzeres. So what exactly is the Chiddush in Tosfos? So that is somewhat of a Tzarachim. Tosfos v'maschil, Yor v'mar cheshvenu. The Gemara on the next Mishnah quotes the question of Rav Nachman to Rav Yitzchak that Yor v'nisan, Yor v'mar cheshvenu. Because the Mishnah had stated that in the view of Rav Meir, you continue being Shoal B'Gshamim throughout Nisan, and the proof that Nisan is still part of the rainy season is the pasuk in Yoel, Vayored Lechem Geshem, Yore Umalkosh Berishon. And Hashem will cause the rain to fall, Yore Malkosh Berishon, Yore meaning the first rains, and Malkosh meaning the latter rains. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak that this implies that the first rains are in Nisan. That doesn't seem to be true, because we have a brisa, they quote this from a sefrei, that Yorah is Rima Cheshvan, the first rains are Rima Cheshvan, of course, the beginning of the winter season. So Tosfos just clarifies exactly what Rav Nachman was asking on. The words of Tosfos, Yorah Rima Cheshvan, Pirish, meaning Akra, Dichsiv, Ayorah Lechem Geshem, Moro Malkos Berishon, Parich. He's asking on the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says that in Nisan, we're going to have Yorah, meaning the first rains, but the first rains are supposed to fall in Mar Cheshvan. And Tosfos clarifies that it couldn't be that he's asking on the Mishnah, namely that Rabbi Meir tells us that Nisan is still the rainy season, and that's why we should be Shoal B'Gshamim until the end of Nisan. And then the possibility of a kash on the Mishnah would be as follows. That how could Rabbi Meir say that the rainy season is Nisan, but the beginning of the rainy season is Mar Cheshvan? That would be the theoretical kash that Rav Nachman could have been asking on the Mishnah. So Tosfos is right. The Masnisin, concerning that theoretical kasha on the Mishnah, that Rav Meir seems to be implying that the rainy season is in Nisan, when we know it's really in Mar Cheshvan. So that, Efshal Tarit, that we have an easy answer, Da Malkosh Kasamach. That Rav Meir, by saying that we should continue being Shoal al Gshamim throughout Nisan, because that's the latter rains, that's the end of the rainy season. Avol b'Yore Moded the Rav Cheshvan. But concerning the first rains indicated by the word Yorah, that Rav Meir would agree that that's in Mar Cheshvan. And there's no implication that Rav Meir is saying that Nisan is the beginning of the rainy season. Rather, that's the end of the rainy season. But on the Pasuk, where Yoel tells us, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayored Lechem Geshem, Yorah Malkosh Barishon, that Nisan is both going to be the season of the first rains and the last rains, so on that the Gemara has a kasha, that it's not the season of the first rains. It's only the season of the last rains, only of the Malkosh, not of the Yorah. And again, to that, the Gemara answers that that year, or according to Rashi, those 7 years ultimately, that then the first rains actually were in Nisan because it was a year of famine and there were no rains the whole year. The Gemara had initially pointed out in the miraculous events of that year when HaKadosh Baruch was Merachem Al Am Yisrael, and after a 7-year famine, as Rashi points out, together with tremendous destruction of the crops as a result of 4 different kinds of grasshoppers, of locusts that ate up all the greenery and the shrubbery, or the overwhelming majority of them. So there was a tremendous nace that in Nisan, which is already at the tail end of the rainy season, and there was nothing to eat. So yeah, the Gemara records an oral tradition that on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there were the original rains of the Yoreh, which is called Revi Rishona. And then Yoel told them that on the second day and the third day and the fourth day of Nisan, they should plant. And on the fifth day, a second rain fell, part of that Yoreh, referred to as the Revi Shnia. And then 11 days later, from that fifth day, as explained by Rashi, based on the Gemara, so that was the 16th of Nisan, and that's when they brought the Korban Omer from the barley crop that had sprouted in 11 days, even though it normally takes 6 months to grow. So that was a great miracle that occurred in that year, that a 6-month crop was able to grow in just 11 days. Then the Gemara continues, dashening the Pasuk that we say in Shir HaMaalos, V'shuv Hashem V'shuv HaSiyon, on the Pasuk, Holoch Yeleich Uvocho, Nosei Meshech Hazara, Bo Yova Verina, that refers to the oxen that were used to plow and plant the field. And they were Holoch Yeleich Uvocho, as they were plowing and planting, they were crying because there was nothing to eat, and neither for the people nor for the animals. And then, Bo Yova Verina, on the way back, the oxen were already happy. How so? Because even though when you put seeds in the ground, they don't normally grow right away, the various Mishnayos and Gemaras imply it takes a minimum of 3 days for Klita, for it to take hold. But these seeds already miraculously began to grow already by the time that the oxen came back from the trip of plowing and planting. They already had chaziz, a very small growth which they were able to eat. So that's the Bo Yova Verina, with joy that the oxen were able to eat. So in light of that backdrop, so now we can appreciate Tosfos' kasha. We started with the 11 days from day 5, where Rashi explains, between day 5 and day 16 when they brought the Omer. But that Gemara that indicates that the crops grew right away as soon as they planted them, which would be on day 2, day 3, and day 4 of Nisan, so that's going to somehow throw in a monkey wrench here into the math of the 11 days. The Tosfos asks, kasha is difficult. That which it says earlier, again, the Dibur Maschil is talking about the chaziz of the oxen. And earlier on in the Gemara, it had said, Nimsa, Gedela, Vishisha Chadoshim, Gedela, Ba'acharasar Yom. That crops that normally take 6 months to grow grew in a total of 11 days. And again, as we said earlier from Rashi, the simple math there is because from the Revi Shnia, the second rain that fell on the 5th, until the 16th is 11 days. But in light of the fact that the Gemara now tells us that the crops started to grow right away, as soon as they planted them on day 2, when they planted them on day 3 and day 4, they started to grow right away. So that from day 5 until day 16 seems to be assuming that the crops first began to grow after the Revi Shnia, after the second rain on day 5. And there you get the 11 days. But if the crops already began to grow on day 2, 3, 4, so that's what Tosfos asks, Havalei Lameimar, Gedela B'Tleisar Ovi Yudalad Yomi, Sherei Miyad Mascheles Ligadel. It should have said that not that they grew in 11 days, but that they grew in 13 and 14, or perhaps to read it as, or 14 days, because they immediately, Miyad Mascheles Ligadel, they immediately began to grow, as the Gemara tells us, as Tosfos says in Tiri Maschel, V'chazirosa Ochel Chaziz Minatelem, that the oxen were already able to eat the chaziz, the minor growth that already was growing in the plowing furrow, in the planting furrow. To explain the math a little better, so we have the 13 and the 14. So it is somewhat of a debate in the Mefarshim as to exactly how to explain this Tosfos. The Marsho actually changes the Girsa, but we'll go with the Girsa, the Tosfos, based on several Achronim that justify the Girsa. So 13 and 14 would be counting from days 2 and 3, in reverse respectively. Meaning, from day 3, so 3 plus 13, that's Tleisar, is 16. 16, the day of the bringing of the Omer. 2 plus 14 is 16, the day of the bringing of the Omer. So the growth that started growing already on day 2 and 3, so that took 13 or 14 days till you got to the Omer, not 11. So why does the Gemara have the calculation of 11? So the Achronim note that there were 3 days of planting, 2, 3, and 4. So, of Nisan. So, Tosfos seemed to be omitting one of them. In the way we presented it now, with the Girsa of Tosfos, so Tosfos should have said, Havel Amemra Gedela Betresar Betlesar of Yudalit, because meaning 12, 13, and 14. Because the planting of day 4 of Nisan, so there you have a 12-day gap between day 4 and day 16, the day of the Ring of the Omer. So why did Toso omit that? So just to give a simple answer, I saw in the commentary in the Yosef Hodder on the Marsha, in the name of the Ginzei Yosef, that wouldn't be such a kasha, because since they planted on day 4, so somewhere on day 4, so there were 11 complete days till day 16, plus part of a day. So that would be basically 11. So that wouldn't be a kasha. But the plantings on day 2 and 3, so there already, you had definitely more than 11 complete days, and therefore that would be a stronger kind of question. Either way, Tosis then proceed to answer, V'shemi yesh lomar, de'lechol ha'meucheres, she'nizra b'shlishis ka'omar, nimtza g'deyla b'yur alaf yom. Lechol ha'meucheres, somewhat of a tricky phrase to translate, that something along the lines of the latest. So even though indeed they did plant on days 2 and 3, but they also planted on day 4, and as the Ginzei Yosef suggests, lechol ha'meucheres, and the latest of day 4 would be toward sunset, toward nightfall, Shanizra b'shlishis, that was planted on that third day, meaning the third day of the planting, 2, 3, 4, which would be the fourth of Nisan. So on that, we call that Nimsa Gedela b'yur alaf yom, that would be 11 days. Because 11 days, from day 4 toward the end of day 4, almost going on to day 5, so basically day 5, so 5 to 16 when they brought the Omer is exactly 11 days. It's Tzarechin, and Tosis nonetheless is not so happy with this answer and leaves it as a Tzarechin. So just to perhaps unpack a little bit of what this Tzarechin is and also to help understand the Tosis just to drop better, even though we're not going to fully answer all the Kashas. So in understanding the Kasha and the Teretz of Tosis, Tosis could have been assuming one of two things. Either he's assuming that they brought the Omer from all three plantings on Beis, Gimel, and Dalet, or he's assuming that they brought the Omer from one of them. So let's spell out how both possibilities play themselves out. If Tosis were assuming that the Omer is brought from all three, so then the Kasha doesn't seem to be too understandable, because if they brought from all three, that means they were even able to bring from the crop that was planted on 4 Nisan. And that, as we pointed out from the Ginzei Yosef, that wouldn't really bother them because that would be 11 days plus. And that is what the Gemara says, 11 days. So then it could very well be that the crop that was planted on Gimel Nisan also took 11 days to grow. And it wasn't ready at the buzzer. They actually had an extra day in order to be able to harvest it for the Omer. 11 days later from day 3 would be day 14. And then they still had another day to the night after the 15th, the night of the 16th, to harvest it. And the same with day 2, 11 days later that would be ready on day 13. Which again is 2 to 3 days away from the Ksiras HaOmer. So why is Tosis bothered by the calculation of the Gemara that it shouldn't be 11 days, it should be more? But if they brought from all of them, then they definitely brought from a crop that grew in 11 days. So it's quite possible that the crops that were planted on Beis and Gimel also grew in 11 days. Just had some more gap before they were harvested. So it sounds like that it's more likely that Tosis is maintaining that they brought the Omer from one of those days. And if they brought the Omer from one of those days, so Tosis is now asking that maybe they brought it from the crop from Beis Nisan, and that you had 14 days to grow till you got to the 16th. Or maybe they brought the crop from Gimel Nisan, and that they had 13 days to grow from Gimel to Tezayin to 16. And then the crop that was planted on day 4, we pointed out that that's approximately 11, so Tosis wouldn't be asking about that. But Tosis is bothered by the fact that maybe they brought the Omer from the crops that grew on Beis or Gimel, in which case we would read the Vav in Tosis of Betleisar of Yudalid, the Vav as an Or. Maybe the Nes wasn't an 11-day Nes. Maybe the Nes was possibly a 13-day Nes or a 14-day Nes. So if that's the way you properly understand the Tosis, and I think that approach seems to flow better and make more logical sense. So what was Tosis's answer? The Tosis's answer is that it's referring to the crop that was planted on Dalet Nisan, according to the Ginzei Yosef's suggestion, Torah Shkiah. So that grew in 11 days. And presumably what the answer is assuming is a change of the assumption that was underlying the Kasha. That when it says that L'chol HaMeucheres, that they brought the Omer from that which was planted on the Dalit, so we're changing the assumption from the Kasha that they brought the Omer only from one of them, but insisting that they brought the Omer from all three. In which case, we then have a proof that there was an 11-day Nes, because if it was from the crop that was planted on the fourth day of Nisan as well, so then that would be an 11-day gap till the 16th, again, assuming it's the crops that were planted toward the end of day four, so it was an 11-day gap till the Omer, and therefore we could prove that there's an 11-day Nes rather than a Nes that was somewhat less of 12, 13, or 14 days. But according to that approach, there's still no proof, because maybe they didn't bring the Omer from the crops that were planted on Dalid, and that they took 11 days to grow. Who says? Maybe the crops planted on Dalid actually would miss the deadline of the Omer, and the way they were able to bring the Omer is that they would bring the crop from the things that were planted on Gimel, or possibly the ones that are planted on Beis, and that maybe it took 14 days to grow. So if that's the case, maybe the crop that was planted on Gimel and Dalet also took 14 days to grow, and therefore would miss the deadline of the Omer. And how do they bring the Omer? From bringing the crop on Bet. So it's a little sticky as to how the answer really answers the question, because if we assume that the Omer is brought from only one of the days, so how could the answer just magically change that assumption and assume that he brought it from all of them? So perhaps that's why Tosus leaves it as if it's Sarachian. Because if we reject the assumption that the Omer was brought from all three, and it was only brought from one of them, then it's quite possible that the Nes was only a 14-day Nes, and not the greater 11-day Nes. As a footnote to the Taisis, I'd just like to note, as we mentioned briefly earlier, that Rashi counts the 11 days from the 5th of Nisan, which is the day that the Gemara states that the Revi'a Shnia, or the second rain, began to fall, and does not calculate it, as Tosus wants to, somehow from the time that the chaziz, or the early growth seemingly of the wheat or the barley, actually started growing when the oxen returned from the plowing planting run, that on the way back they already had the early barley or wheat growth. And furthermore, Rashi makes it explicit that that growth of the chaziz was from the seeds that they actually planted. So it's difficult why Rashi didn't get involved in Tosus's kasha and teretz, or some other teretz as to how we calculate the 11 days from day 5 if it already began to grow from before day 5. And Achronim offers several alternate suggestions, not going with Rashi and Tosus's understanding. Tosfos Emes suggests that the shachas, or the growth that the animals were eating on the way back, was not actually the crops that they planted. Just that since they had plowed the field and made the field more fertile, that other stray seeds from perhaps grasses or things like that also began to grow. And it was that the oxen were eating, but not actually the crops that were planted, which only began to grow on day 5 after the second rains fell. It's interesting that the Mashah, as well as Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the back of the Gemara, both assume, but this does not seem to work out with Rashi's pshat, and certainly not with Tosfos's pshat either, that the chaziz actually began to grow on day 5, and nothing was growing during those days. And they interpret the Gemara that bo yovo verina, that when the oxen returned, it's not referring to the return on each day of days 2, 3, and 4, but rather on the 5th day, so then they had chaziz to eat. The Yaivitz, or Yaakov Emden, even adds that in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Shabbos points out they used to plow twice. So he suggests that the second plowing took place on day 5 after the second rain. The Marsha doesn't mention that, but agrees to Rabbi Yaakov Emden that they only started eating on day 5. Of course, that approach would not work out with either Rashi or Tosis, but will work out with the Sugya as an independent interpretation. Tosif Maschel Lo Avo Be'ir. The Gemara quotes the famous drasha of Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, based on the pasuk in Hosea. It's good to read the whole pasuk inside to appreciate the Tosfos. Lo esech aron api, lo ashuv l'shaches Ephraim. Hashem is promising that He will remove His wrath from the Bnei Ephraim, presumably the Malchus Yisrael. Ki keil anoichi v'lo yish, because I am Hashem and not a person. Bekirvecha kadosh, among you is the Holy One. V'lo avo be'ir, and I will not come into the ear. Leave the translation vague for now. So Rabbi Yochanan explains that what does that pasuk mean? That is Yerushalayim Shalmata and Yerushalayim Shalmala. And Hashem is saying, Lo avo b'Yerushalayim Shalmala ad she'avo Yerushalayim Shalmata. Bekir b'cha kadosh, that until Hashem is among you down below, until the Holy One is among you in Yerushalayim Shalmata, Lo avo b'ir, I will not enter into the ear, as Rashi and Tos are going to explain in a moment, referring, translating it as city, Tosis tell us, Pirish Be'ir, Ratzalomar, meaning Be'ir Mamish, a real city. What do you mean a real city opposed to a fake city? So we'll see in a moment. So Mefarshim point out, Tosis gives another possible interpretation of Ir, and therefore he's saying that this drash is assuming that Ir means Kipshuto, that it means a city. And that city refers to the heavenly city of Yerushalayim. So Tosis now note, Lefi Pshuto, the word Ir could be translated differently, not an Ir Mamish. V'yesh Mefarshim Pashit Dekra, some explain the simple reading of the text, Be'ir Besina, that the word Ir refers to hatred, Kelomar. Lo avo Besina, I will not come in a state of hatred, which of course would follow with the flow of the Pasuk that we quoted earlier. Lo esech Aron Api, Lo ashev l'shechei Sefraim, all about acts of Midas Hadin, of divine wrath, so to speak. Ki kel anochi v'lo ish, b'kir b'cha kadosh, v'lo avo Be'ir, that I will be with you, I'll be among you, and I will not come with wrath, with hatred. Where do we have that idea that the word ir could mean hatred? The Tosfos now proceeds to quote from the Siyas Mefarshim, V'ir havi lashon sina kemo umala'u p'nei sevel arim, that the face of the earth will be filled with arim. Pasuk in Yishayah Perek Yudalid. There the Mefarshim actually debate. Some translate it as arim, it's referring to the destruction of Bavel. And Bavel had wiped out so many cities. So after the destruction of Bavel, so the earth will be filled with rebuilt cities from that destruction of Bavel. But Tosis, according to Siyas Mefarshim, is explaining that it fits better into the Pasuk to translate it as part of the destruction of Bavel, Umala'u p'nei sevel arim, that the entire world will be filled with haters, meaning enemies of Bavel, that will be involved in their destruction. Mefarshim note there are other areas in Tanakh where the word Orecha, related, of course, to the word ear, could mean enemies. And here too, Lefi Pshuto, Lo Avo Be'ir, that Hashem will not come in a state of hatred to Klal Yisrael. He will forego that distance and be Merachim Elam Yisrael. But the Gemara is Darashing Be'ir, as Tosa said earlier, Ir Mamish, meaning not to come into the city, namely the heavenly city of Yerushalayim Shalmala, until Hashem enters the earthly city of Yerushalayim Shalmata after the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash from Hera Imenu.